Hello. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 begins, "You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you is not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know. But with help from our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God, who tests our hearts. You know we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as an apostle of Christ we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were like young children among you." Interesting passage, full of many good things for us today. And so, for the next few weeks, I will focus on various aspects of this passage. In particular, I'd like to start today with verse 4 of chapter 2 that says, "We speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel." Not everyone receives the gospel. Not everyone has the opportunity to receive God's truth. God's revelation is available. God is available to those who desire him, but free will and God's sovereignty determine those who are elect. If you are aware of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have been chosen. You have been selected, and you have been entrusted with a sacred care. The gospel of Jesus Christ saves. We understand that the gospel of Jesus Christ encourages us so that we understand the hardships of life are not without purpose, but the things we endure in this life prepare us for the life that is to come. We get to be with God in the life to come. We have union with him through his Holy Spirit because of the work of Jesus Christ. This is the good news, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. All we must do is come to understand and take hold this message of grace, but it's entrusted to us. We have that sacred trust so that we might live and speak Jesus Christ to those around us. We are told to be ready always with an answer for the hope that is within us. Each of us should be taking time to develop our personal testimony. Why is it we believe? What is it we believe? We should all be able to go into the Word of God and point at specific verses where the Word of God authenticates our subjective experience. In other words, when I say to someone, "Well, I believe in eternal life and I believe Jesus is the way to eternal life," someone can say, "Well, that's what you believe." And that's true. That subjective inner belief is something I believe. But if I can also connect that with the Word of God, 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 through 13, "And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. He that does not have the Son does not have life. I have written these things that you may know that you have eternal life, and this life is in the Son." If I can show them in the Word of God, it helps authenticate my subjective experience. And this is our task, to love others in the world with the Word of God. Sometimes it's like medicine. They don't want to take it. But we understand that the benefits of knowing Jesus Christ is eternal life, internal peace, and eternal purpose. Have a great day. And next week we'll dig in a little further and look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Bye-bye now.